Greetings in the name of the Lord. Today we are beginning a new series of messages. It will be very different from any series I have given before. This series of messages is going to have to do with the example of Christ to the believer. And we will be giving a number of different ways that the Lord is the example to us. I think it's necessary that I explain for a few moments the meaning of this series of messages and why it is we use the Lord as our example. The purpose of this series of messages is not to teach us that we can ever be like the Lord Jesus in our perfection. We will never be perfect. We are sinners saved by grace. The Lord Jesus was sinlessly perfect, the divine Son of God. So we're not saying that we somehow, in imitating the Lord Jesus and following His example, are going to be of His nature and His character. The Lord Jesus, of course, is the divine Son of God, I say again. And we are not gods in any way, even though there is a false religion which teaches this. We are not gods, and we never will be gods. We are simply sinners saved by the grace of God. And the Lord Jesus, of course, is the divine Son of God. He came down from heaven. He came down to save us from our sins and is exalted again in heaven. And so when we speak of using Jesus as an example, we're not saying that we will ever achieve His personhood, who He is, nor will we achieve the fact that Jesus was sinlessly perfect. Until we face Him in heaven, we are always sometimes going to fail. We should not fail, but we will. This is part of life, and this is part of what we are. We still have this old sinful nature. However, there are many things which Jesus can teach us in our lives. There are many ways that He's an example for us. Why do we need the example of Jesus? Because human people fail us so many times. Many times we get disillusioned when another Christian fails us. When a dear friend fails us, we are disillusioned, and we fear even concerning the very friendships which we once had. We give up these friendships because we become disillusioned and disappointed in other people. And even though we try to live as good examples, the Apostle Paul many times said to the Philippians, to the Ephesians, and to others, "Follow my example." I was reading in 1 Thessalonians yesterday where he said to the Thessalonians, "Follow my example." He said this several times. But even Paul recognized that his example was not always perfect. So certainly in this world we are living as examples before other people. But we recognize that sometimes we're going to fail. And in fact there are many non-Christians who say, "There are so many hypocrites in the church. I don't even want to become a Christian." Now, I want to say, first of all, that this is a false approach to the Lord Jesus, because there are hypocrites everywhere. The world is full of them. This man himself may be a hypocrite. This man himself may have many companions who are hypocrites. And it is true that many times Christians will fail, and they are hypocrites. But nevertheless, many Christians do not fail. In other words, we cannot say that the church is full of hypocrites. There may be a few in the church that are pretending one thing and living another way, but you cannot say this of everyone. But nevertheless, even though we seek to serve the Lord Jesus and we seek to follow Him and we seek to be a good example and influence on others, sometimes we will fail. I remember this as a father. I tried to raise my children in the fear and admonition of the Lord. And every day I would pray that God might use me as an example of Christ to my children. Certainly the Bible speaks of us being His representatives in the world. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 says that we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were beseeching you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead be ye reconciled to God. In other words, I stand here in the world as an example for Christ, and an example of Christ living through me. But nevertheless, I am not perfect. And so even before my children, sometimes I would have to say to my children, "I'm sorry. I'm sorry I misunderstood you. I'm sorry I spoke too strongly to you. I'm sorry for the way I treated you. Even though I sought every day to be an example and to be an influence on them, my children could see imperfections in me. And so we recognize there is only one true example, one true perfect example. So when an unsaved man says to me, I cannot come to Christ because there are so many Christians who have failed me. They have disappointed me, and I don't trust Christians. I can say to them, there is one you can absolutely trust, and that one is the Lord Jesus Christ. You can absolutely trust him. He will never fail you. He will never in any way disappoint you. His example is a perfect example. You can absolutely follow his example. And so in this series of messages, I have chosen a number of different ways. And in the next message, I want to begin speaking about these ways we follow the example of the Lord Jesus. Where the Lord Jesus in every possible way is our example. Every difficulty we face, every temptation we face, every problem we face in living the Christian life, the Lord Jesus is our example of one who persevered. And I want to say this also in addition. The Lord Jesus, in coming into this world, lived in a human form. It's a great mystery how he could be perfect God and perfect man at the same time. Another teacher here at the Harvest School and I were discussing this very matter. Theologically, we cannot explain it. But nevertheless, he was at the same time perfect God, and yet he lived perfectly as a man. He had a man's body. He had a man's hunger for food. He had a man's tiredness. He had a man's temptation. He could even be tempted by Satan. And yet, he never sinned. He never failed. In no way did he ever lose his testimony. And so, as perfect God and as perfect man, we have an example in the Lord Jesus Christ. In everything he did, he is our perfect example. Even though we cannot explain it, as I have said, theologically, nevertheless, in him we have this perfect example. And so I would urge you, do not simply look to men as you criticize Christians. Do not look to men as you see other Christians fail you when you're a Christian yourself, and you cannot always depend upon other Christians. But look to the Lord Jesus, who will never fail you. Look to him as your example. Take your eyes off of man and look to the Lord Jesus. And so this is my prayer for you, that as we begin this very important series of messages, you will look to the Lord Jesus and you will find in him your example. And then with all your heart, you will follow the example of the Lord Jesus. And you will be what God wants you to be in your Christian life, following his example. May God help you, and may God bless you in your lives.